ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಅಯೋಧ್ಯಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 93, ದ ಸರ್ಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಾಮಾಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. The beasts and the birds on their way fled to the other forests, guided on by their respective leaders. Bears, deer, and antelopes appeared in troops on mountain, river banks, and wooded hills. Like a storm-tossed ocean or the winter clouds, Bharata's army hit the earth with its elephants, horses, chariots, foot soldiers, and conveyances. Bharata traveled far in his eagerness and stayed not until his attention was drawn to it by the fatigue and exhaustion of the animals. He turned to Vasishtha and said, "Holy sir, it seems we are nearing the goal of our journey and are come to the place mentioned by Maharishi Bharadwaja. Yonder is Mount Chitrakuta. Hard by flows the Mandakini. There we see the lovely forest at a distance, black as a storm cloud. Our elephant corps march gaily up the slopes of the mountain like huge black rocks. The bakula trees, shaken by the troops, rain their flowers on the earth like winter clouds. Deer and antelopes frisk and gambol everywhere along the hillsides like sharks that disport themselves on the bosom of the sea. Shatrughna, this is the favorite haunt of the Kinnaras. Deer sleep before our troops like pale autumn clouds before a strong gale. Behold our men dressing their hair in fanciful styles like cloud banks and decorating it with clusters of fragrant flowers after the fashion of the southerners. This forest, till now frightfully lonely and silent, bids fair to rival Ayodhya in splendor and pomp. The dust raised by the beasts hides the sky, but the wind clears it away at once, saying to itself, as it were, in pity and sympathy, this Bharata has taken incalculable pains to find out the ashrama of Rama and has traveled far to see it. It is but just that I render him every assistance in my power. Our charioteers drive their vehicles fast and furious through the trackless forest, their fleet horses seconding their efforts with a will. Frightened thereat, the peacocks spread their gay plumage and seek the shelter of the mountain caves. This holy spot, fit for devout ascetics to reside in, is charming to the eye and the heart, even as the heaven of the gods. Beyond yon antelopes, male and female, coursing through the woods, decked gaily with flowers. Let our troops search out these forests far and wide until they come upon the great ones, Rama and Lakshmana. Countless warriors set forth in armed bands in all directions. One of them found a spot from which rose a blue smoke of human habitation. They came to Bharata and said, "Smoke betokens the presence of man. Perhaps Rama and Lakshmana reside here, or some other recluse who may direct us aright." Bharata turned joyfully to his attendants and cried, "Let the troops stay here until I order them to proceed. Maharishi Vasishtha and Sumitra go in advance and I follow them." He walked on towards the spot whence the smoke issued, while the troops turned their looks on it and rejoiced to think that their prince Bharata was very soon to come upon their sweet beloved Rama, whose noble presence would chase away all their sorrows. Mangalam Koshalendraya Maganiya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.